Time for us to check weather with Pat Pagano. About 12:15 to about 12:45 last night, awoken and a very big, impressive thunderstorm, Pat.
Yeah, and you notice how this activity has been kept alive at night?
Yeah.
It's just such a soupy air mass. I mean, you know, today too, low to mid-90s, partly sunny. There is a chance of a thunderstorm, better chance tonight, mid-70s. Front comes through tomorrow with a thunderstorm near 90. Then we really shave off the heat and the humidity tomorrow night. Sunday is a nice day, sunshine that is hot or humid, 80, and sunny Monday, we're back to the middle 80s. So there is relief on the way, but you're going to have to wait until Saturday night.
You know, and the thunder last night was almost like when you go see fireworks shows at Lime Rock Park, not only do you get the explosion of the fireworks, but then the rolling noise which goes through the hills.
Right.
That's what the thunder was like last night. I mean, it was just unbelievable. You know, maybe when you get a thunderstorm, you get a couple of those hits that the house shakes a little bit.
Right.
And just about every lightning strike in the house just shook. It was but then again, I got back to sleep right after it was over. So I guess, you know, what the heck? I thought I was going to be up the rest of the night, but nope.
No, that's a good thing. There were storms around all over the place yesterday, and thank goodness the Mets got both of their games in and they won. I was on duty there all the way up until the end. So at least that worked out there. And I don't think today, I really don't think there's going to be many thunderstorms today. I think you have a better chance tonight and tomorrow. And if you remember back on Monday, the computer models, half of them were saying that the front will come through Friday. The other half was saying no Saturday. I stayed with the Saturday one. And I'm glad because to me, it looks like three of the four models now are saying, you know, some showers or thunderstorms Saturday and then better Sunday. And that one persistent American GFS model is still saying little, if any, rain tomorrow. So we shall see who's right.
Pat Pagano will be right.
I hope so. Tomorrow's the annual picnic up at the lake. They have 110 people going. So I think it's going to rain, but that's their problem. I mean, I'll be there, but my studio is where they have the field where they do the picnic. My studio is just off the field. So I will, you know, say hello to people. I'll have lunch. I'll go to the studio, start doing some of my work there, come back out, have dinner, go back to the studio, do some work there, and that'll be the end of it.
No, that's it. So actually, it's not that bad of a weekend for you.
No, Sunday is relatively quiet, and it should be a nice day. So I'm definitely looking forward to that. Have not heard anything back from all the testing that I went through back on Monday. Still waiting to hear the results there. So that's been zero there. And aside from that, I don't think there was too much else happening yesterday. I mean, just watching radar. You know, for the Mets.
All right, I'm looking over movies, the movies that are the most popular movies right now. And at Rotten Tomatoes, The Suicide Squad is number one. It got a 91% approval rating from people.
Oh.
It's a crazy fun movie. Number two is The Jungle Cruise. Now, to me, that only got a 63% approval rating.
Did you see it?
No, but it looks like it would be fun to watch.
I saw it. It's okay.
So, yeah.
I wouldn't jump for joy. It's okay.
Black Widow is still up there. It's number five, which is pretty good. Stillwater, which got a 75% rating, is number eight. Have you seen Stillwater yet?
I have not.
Yeah. That's a movie that I think I want to see, even though the family involved in Stillwater were upset that the movie was made because they don't think it represented actually what happened. And the people that make the movie said, well, no, movies don't follow the exact script. They do take poetic license. And that's the way they explain that away.
So, okay.
But the Suicide Squad, I can't believe it. it's not going to win any awards. It's never going to go into the Hall of Fame of movies. But it's kind of quirky and kind of fun, you know. So if you just want to have fun for an hour and 40 minutes, there's some gore in it. Yes, there's some gore in it, but it's fun to watch. Kind of like Guardians of the Galaxy, which I love. I can't wait for part 3 to come out. You know, just a good, fun time to enjoy yourself at the movies.
Yeah, right. I don't have not even a chance to watch it this weekend. So I have no idea when I'll see it. Maybe sometime next week. Who knows, Marshall?
All right. Well, now tonight at 5:30 at the Cabaret at the Sharon Playhouse, they're having a concert. Should the thunderstorms be before or after that?
I think mainly after.
Okay. And then tomorrow night at 8 o'clock, they have a show, the outdoor drive-in theater. But hopefully everything will be gone by then, too.
I think it should be. Yeah.
All right. So the population statistics have come out for New York and for Massachusetts. Connecticut hasn't done theirs yet. Massachusetts, their population went up 7.4%.
Wow.
But the cities and Berkshire County didn't do that well. And in New York, Westchester County has dipped where the white population is just barely 50%.
I bet you that's got a lot to do with COVID.
Yeah, it's some of the districts are going to expand, and the congressional, and some are going to contract. I haven't seen the results for Connecticut yet, but I would figure Connecticut will be down in population. But who knows?
Did you have Rockland? I mean, Rockland had to go up.
I didn't see the breakdown for Rockland, but I know that the whole Hudson Valley area had a big shift in demographics, you know, Hispanic, black, and white, much more increase for minorities in the whole Hudson Valley.
And I think a lot of people from New York City headed north up to the Hudson Valley, you know, especially with COVID. So I think a lot of people came up to the Hudson Valley.
All right, and I guess that's about it. My weekend looks kind of quiet, especially today. Once again, I'll stay inside. I tried going out on the deck. It was just. I don't like to sit someplace and sweat, not do anything. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
If I start sweating when I'm not doing anything, that's a real bad sign. So maybe I'll watch some movies today again. Who knows? Well, Pat, I want you to have a good weekend.
To the same, Marshall. See you Monday.
And by the way, don't feel bad. I haven't gotten results back from my test yet either.
Okay.
All right. Take care.
All right. Bye-bye, Marshall.
Pat Pagano this morning in the Weather Center with a check on our tri-state forecast here on Robin Hood Radio.